Okay, we're on Yud Aleph Ahmed Aleph, about 8 lines down or so. Tanya, I got a brisa. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Rabbi Elazar says, Minayin shi b'tishrei nivra olam. How do we know that the world was created in Tishrei? Shnema says, V'yomer Elokim, Tadshe ha'oretz desha. The ground should be covered with grass. Esav mezuyah zera, the herbs giving seeds. Eight pri. So this is the main point. Eight pre, a fully developed tree with fruit on it. Okay, Ezu Chodesh Sha'aretz Moitzia D'Shoim. When is the in the process of giving out grass? The Ilan Molly Peiros, and the trees are filled with fruits. Heavy Omez Tishrei. This is Tishrei. For Oisoi Aperek, and that time of year, Zman Revia is the time of, is the rainy season. Hi, sir. So Rashi says over here. On 4 lines down, but also Perek Zman Revia have a kolim of the Rai Ladova. It's a riot Ladova should be Tishrei Nivra Olam. Why? Sharei Lugashoim Hayutzrichim, because it was they needed the rain. So you see, it's the rainy season. The Tishrei Zman Revia Haya. Okay, so back to the Gemara. Revia Haisa the Yod Lugashomim, the Gashom came down the Tzimchu. And it, they sprouted shenema the aid. So this is a liquid. This is a mist, but it's liquid over here. Yalim and Oretz. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer. He says we're in Eli. We're in Yud Aleph about probably about 13 lines down now. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer minayin shi b'nisan divrei olam. How do we know that in Nisan the world was created? Shenema. So the Torah is also learning from Bereishis. The Torah is Oretz Dasha. So the grasses came out. Ezem Mazviya Zera. So this is the main point. The eight oisepri, and there's a wood like the trees in the process of making fruits, i.e. they're not fully developed. So this is earlier on in the year. So Ezu Chodesh Sha'aretz Malei Adishayim. Okay, the Ilan Moitzi Peiros, and the tree is in the process of bringing out fruits. Have Yom Zeh Nisan, and we're going to further proof. But also apparently in that time of year was Man Behema V'Chaya. Oif, it's the time of the animals and the wild animals and the birds. Shemiz Dabkin, there was the mating season, Zeh Eitzel Zeh. Shinema, like we saw earlier, Lov Shu Chori Matzoim. Okay, so we see over there that if things were procreating, that was the time that we created. They're going back to the full the cycle, basically. So we see it's in Nisan. Okay, so that's the Bryson.
And now, from the opinion.
Yeah.
That
number
not have had anything to
first
opinion
number
have fruits available to
the second opinion
that green salads.
Yes, we would have his fruits, yes. Good point.
Well, you mean the vegetables grow and fruits
not? It could be, it's not clear on the grasses. There's a lot of, yeah, no, there's a lot of, there's gerster changes. I avoided the grasses and the herbs. Right. So I don't know, it could be there was cucumbers.
They're all fully formed.
Yeah.
All in the process of formation.
Yeah. Yes. Good point. Gil is saying, what's with Adam? If the fruits were not formed fully, then what would Adam Arishan eat? Okay.
It says
they ate all the fruits. Yeah. Further, yeah, that's the point. It says yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can build on that question. Good point. So, Idach Nami. So now. Rabbi Elazar, how does he deal with that Hagsiv 8 Oisepri, with the possible that sounds it was in the process of making fruits? So, as the Gemara, Hulu Bracha Ladoris is a Bracha, who dechsiv. Hashem was given a Bracha for a Bracha applies today, that the fruit should grow well. The Idach, and Rabbi Yeshua, what does he do with Rabbi Elazar's possible? Nami Hagsiv 8 Pri, it sounds like there was fruits on the trees. So he answers, how do Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? It's like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to Amar Yeshua ben Levi, call my sabreshis, all of the things that were created in my sabreshis, the koimoson, they were created, fully developed, mature trees, but they didn't have fruits on them. But nivra'u, the das and nivra'u, they also the asked, they had, there was consent, they wanted to be created, l'tziv yoinon nivra'u, and also to their, all of their own taste and character. Okay, and we're going to bring a proof to that, shinei ma, literally means and they were all finished, the heavens and earth and all of the inhabitants.
Al tricky tzivaom. Don't call tzivaom. Don't call inhabitants. Rather, elativ yoinom, in their full beauty or in their with their characteristics. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Right. So going now to the next point. Rabbi Elazar says, "Minayin shebetishrei noldu avos." How do we know that the Abraham and Yaakov were born in Tishrei? Shneimo. Vikalu el Amelach Shloimo. The galut of Amelach Shloimo. Call it. Israel, but Yerech Eisonim in the month of the mighty Bechag, which is in Shavuos. Sorry, not Shavuos, Sukkos. In Sukkos, yeah, Yerech. It's the month Shneldu Bo Eisoni Olam. The Eisoni, the mighty ones of the world, were born. So my mashma dahai Eisan. How do we know that Eisan is listed as a kifihu? Where's the proof from that? From this following pasuk, the chesiv, the Eisan Moshevecha, your mighty dwelling, right, a secure place. Va'oima. So now we've got to prove. So now we prove that Eisan means mighty. So how do we know that the Eisan is referring to the forefathers though? Va'oima. Shimu Harim. Hear Harim, and we're going to present that Harim are synonymous to the forefathers, to Eitan. Yeah, es Reeve Hashem. Hear the Reeve of Hashem. Fight the fight of Hashem's fight. They saw him mostly Oretz and the mighty ones, the founders of the world. Va'oimer, kol doidi hine ba zeba. This is talking about the geula in the future. Midaleg al harem, that it's skipping upon the over the mountains. Mekapit is jumping al gvois upon the hills. So we're going to explain what it means. Midaleg al harem, when it's jumping over the mountains, b'schus avos. So that's referring to the b'schus of the avos. The gul is going to come, and mikapet al agvois, and jumping on the hills is b'schus imahois. So we see that harim are the avos, and we know that Esonim goes with harim, and so therefore we know that the forefathers were born in Tishrei. Okay. So Rabbi Yeshua, I met. Where's Rabbi Yeshua's source? Minayin shivinisan noel do avos. Where do we know that in Nisan they were born the avos? Shneimo vayhi b'shmoinim shana, ba'arba mishana letzeis bnei Yisrael mi'aretz Mitzrayim. B'chodesh Ziv. Okay, so that was the pasuk we're familiar with, right? That's when Shlomo Melech built the base of Mikdash. Okay, so it's in Chodesh Ziv, right, in the fourth year of his reign. So what is that? V'yireach, in the month, shenoldu boy, the zivsoni oilam, the radiance of the world, meaning the radiant people, meaning the forefathers, or somebody said the choshev people. So, and what and we said before, it was, I was in this, we said it was Iyar before, but it means already when Iyar had come, yeah, they were born. So they were born in Nisan. So v'idach, Rabbi Yeshua, Nami Aksiv Yerech Asonim. What does Rabbi Yeshua do with Rabbi Elazar's pasuk? It seems to indicate them as Tishrei. So Hosom, that's keeping the mitzvahs. No, the mighty, Klal Yisrael are mighty in mitzvahs. But Rabbi Elazar, how does he deal with Rabbi Yeshua's pasuk? Nami Aksiv B'Chodesh Ziv. Right, what about the, you know, the light of the world? Yeah, how the Isbe Zivi Le'iloni. That's talking about the shine and radiance of the trees in that time of year. To Amar Biyuda, Hi man, this person, Dunafa Biyomi Nisan, that goes on in Nisan, Bechozi Iloni, he sees trees, Dumalabli, that are flowering. Oima, he says the following bracha, Baruch, Shaloi, Chisa, Ba'ilavoi, Klum, Ubarabu, Rios, Toivos, Vilos, Toivos, Lihis, Nois, to have pleasure from them, Behen, Bene, Adam. So that's a directive for that. Okay. Now, we're going to say it works out like this. The man that Omar Benissan Noldu, the person that says in Nissan Noldu, so it comes out also that the Benissan Mesu, the die in Nissan. And the man that Omar Betishrei Noldu, the one that says in Tishrei, the Tishrei the board, so it comes out also Betishrei Mesu, it seems to be connected. Shinema, the Yoma Alehem, Moshe Rabbeinu said to them before his death, Ben Meir Vesum Shona Anochi, I'm 120 years old, Hayoim. So it says the Gemara, Ein Tamad Lomer Hayoim. Why does it say Hayoim? It's not necessary to say Hayoim. So Ma Tamad Lomer Hayoim. So it tells you this extra word, Hayom Molu Yomai Ushinoisoi. This day I've filled up my days and also my years. A little modcha to teach you, Shekodesh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is Yoishev, Mamale, he fills up the full quota, Shinoisehem, the years, shel tzaddikim miyom liyom, from day to day, umichodesh lechodesh. Right, shenema es mispa yomecha amalei. And the days of the number, your quota, basically, I will fill. And then we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zion Adar, and he also died in Zion Adar. And so too with the forefathers. So if you hold that were born in Nisan, they're going to die in Nisan. If you hold they were born in Tishrei, they're going to die in Tishrei. They died in Tishrei. Okay, back to the Braisa. We said, Pesach Noilad Yitzchak. And Pesach Yitzchak was born. Where do we know that from? Minolon. When they got the Besorah from the Malachim, it said, in the next Moed I will come to you. So we're understanding over here, this Gemara at least, is understanding that the Malachim came on a festival, and they were telling that they're going to have a baby on the next festival. So we're trying to work out how can that be. We're going to try to find what's the biggest gap you can make. So Amaskai, when were they standing when they gave the Besorah over? So Elema b'Pesach, if you said they came on Pesach, v'kom alei, and they said to him, b'etzeres, it's going to be on Shavuos, b'chamishim yomim, miko yolda, can a person have a baby in 50 days? That doesn't sound good. So el dekai b'etzeres, maybe let's say it was in etzeres, they told them that you're going to have a baby, v'kom alei b'tishrei, and they said it's going to be in Tishrei, in Shavuos, in Sukkos, ikati b'chamish yorchi, miko yolda. Still, in five months, you can have a baby. It's not possible. So Ella de Kai b'chag. So it must be that they came on Chag. B'koma la and Olay, as we were before, is Benisan, because that's the greatest gap you can get. But still, says the Gemara, Ikati b'shita Yarchi. It's still in 6 months. Me Koyolda, a person can have a baby. It's not long enough. So answer the says the Gemara. Tana, we got a brayza that says. It was a leap year, so Mela was 7 months. Ah, says the Gemara, sof, ki madly, when you're going to minus off Mar, the master, Yomi Tumah, the days of the Tumah, because you know that Sarah became a Nidah at that point in time. And Botri, it's going to remove Lahu from those days, of so 7 months. So it's less than 7 months, it's only six and a bit. So, answers the Gemara, Amar Mazutra, says Mazutra, a feeling among the Amar, even according to the opinion that normally holds your ledus, Letitia, a person, a woman who gives birth in 9 months, any your ledus, she does not give birth to cut up segments of months, i.e., she needs full term, full 9 months. Nevertheless, he's going to hold your ledus, Letitia, a woman who has a baby. In 7 months, there she can be your lettuce lumukutoin. She can, the one of the months can be a segment of a month that is not 7 full months, it can be six and a bit. Shinema, we're going to bring a proof from that from Shmuel. Vayehi lutukufus yomim, it was in, we're going to explain that, it was tukufus yomim. So me it's tukufos, the tukufa means season, so it means one of the, so the minimum of seasons, which is plural, is two, is shtayim. So two seasons is going to be 6 months. Every season, right, spring is 3 months. Every season is 3 months. We've got 6 months there. A mute yomim, the minimum of days, is shnayim, is two. So basically it sounds like Shmuel was born after 6 months and 2 days. We see that is viable. Now, back to the Braisa. The Rosh Hashanah, Nifkad HaSara, Rochel V'Chama. So how do we know that? The Hashem remembered them, Menalan, for a baby. So Amri Loza, Asya, we've got a Gezeir Shava, Pekida, Pekida, and we've also got a Gezeir Shava of Asya, Zechira, Zechira. So Ksiv Barachel. It says with Rachel, V'yizka Elohim es Rachel. Hashem remembered her. V'ksiv V'chana. Also with Chana, it says V'yizka Hashem, and Hashem remembered her. So V'asya, Zechira, Zechira, Mirosh Hashanah. We now connect that to Rosh Hashanah. Ksiv Shaboson Zikaron. So we see the Zechira over here, Truah. So therefore, we've learnt out already with Chana and Rachel, with the Gezer Shem of Zikaron and Zikaron, but it doesn't say Zikaron, the Gabi Sarah. So now we have to go to Pekida Pekida. So it says Pekida Pekida, Ksiv B'Chana, it says with Chana, Ki Pokad Hashem Es Chana, and we know that Chana was in Rosh Hashanah, Ksiv B'Sarah, and it's also with Sarah, Hashem Pokad Es Sarah. So we can learn out from Chana to Sarah that it was in also was in Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Rosh Hashanah Yotza Yosef Mibes Asurim. Rosh Hashanah Yosef Tzadik got out from jail. Minal, how do we know that? Today, the Shir Shal Yom of today, Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar, she's blowing the Chodesh Shofar B'Chesed Yom Chagenu, and when the moon's covered up, Ki Choit Yisrael, it's a judgment to Klal Yisrael, who we're going there, and it says in the continuation of the Tehillim, Eidos b'hoisef samoy, b'tzei soy. So it's talking about Yosef, and also b'tzei soy, his getting out, got out of jail, the goyma. Now, first, carrying on in the b'raisa, but Rosh Hashanah botla avoida me'avi, yusena b'mitzrayim. Also, in Rosh Hashanah, they stopped the servitude of Mitzrayim, even though they didn't get out, 6 months earlier they stopped being slaves. It says over here, that's in Chumash. Right, Hashem took them out from the labor of Mitzrayim. It says over there in the Tehillim, which we've been speaking about, which is talking about Rosh Hashanah, Hasiroisi will remove Misavil, the burden, Shechmoy, of your shoulder. So we see there's a Gezeri Shava of Sivlois, so that's referring to Tishrei. Okay, but Nisan Nigalu, how do we know in Nisan they had the Geula? We see that. We know that's true. So Betishrei Asid and Ligoyal. Ah, how do we know the Gula Asid is going to be in Tishrei? Ask you, we're going to learn Gezer Shava of Shofar Shofar. It says Ksiv Hacha Tikil B'Chodesh Shofar. That's in Tehillim Pei Aleph again. That Tikil B'Chodesh Shofar, and it also says Ksiv Hostom B'Yomahu Yitokah B'Shofar Gadol. That in that day, that Hashem is the Geula, Hashem is going to blow in a big shofar. So we learn that the Geula is going to be in Tishrei, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now back to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Benisan Nigalu. Benisan they were redeemed. Benisan Asidin Ligoel. And in Nisan in the future they're going to have to be redeemed. So Minal, how do you know that? It says Amakra. It says Leil Shemurim. We say over there that Pesach is a Leil Shemurim. So what does it mean? Leil Meshuba is a night that sets aside Uba Meshishim Eibreishis from the 6 days of creation, that it was to be set aside for Geula, the Geula night. Say, but Idach, Rabbi Lezer, what does he do with that pasuk? Sounds pretty convincing. So he learns Laila Meshuma Min Hamazikin. He learns it's the guarded night in the sense that there's a heavenly protection from the negative spiritual forces. Rabbi Lezer also, Rabbi Yeshua also agrees with that. Tosha says, but he learns two things from it. Okay, but as do Lutzaimayu. They go according to their reasoning. That's Rabbi Elazar, the Tanya. B'shnas sheish mo'ois shana, in the back to Noach, in the 600th year, v'chayin Noach, to the life of Noach, v'choydesh hasheni, in the second month, v'shiva osa yom l'choydesh, in the 17th of the month, starting the Mabul, right? So it was started on the second month, on the 17th. Yeah, Rabbi Yeshua says that is, oiso yom, was Yud Zayin B'Iyar Haya, right? So the year starts in what was created in Nisan, and the second month was Iyar. Okay, Yom. So what was happening in that day? Yom Shemazel Kima Shokeya. Over there, at that time of year, Kima is Shokeya B'Yom. So that's like this. That what's Kima? Kima is a star formation. There's many stars, and it comes out. It's on the tail, by the tail of Tle, of the mazel of a sheep, what we call of the lamb,
Aries.
So in Nisan, Aries is Nisan. So in Nisan, the sheep at the beginning of the day, it's going. It starts, you know, it's on the horizon. It comes up from the horizon, and it's for the first 2 hours of the day, which is the important, spiritually speaking, or astronomically speaking, whatever that is. That has power. So, but then when Ia comes up, it's already Shur, what's that called? What's Shur called?
Taurus.
Taurus is on the up. And Taurus is on the up, so that is powerful, and that has the power. And already, so if Taurus is on the up, then the sheep's on the down, because the main point is we're up in the first 2 hours. But if you're not going up in the first 2 hours, if you're already like ahead of that, you're going down. So therefore, Kima, the tail of the sheep of Aries, is going down. Okay, and my noise mismatin also is getting hotter. And so therefore, the natural springs are getting weaker. So therefore, basically, it's not doing so well for the rain over there. Okay, and mitoch sheshinu, and since that the people, shinu, they did averus, ma'aseihem, they didn't act like they should have, so then shina, so too, Hashem, change the Kodesh Baruch Hu Aleihem, my sabreishis, the normal functioning of the world. The Ha'elem Azul Kima B'Yom, and he switched things around, and he brought Kima in the beginning, I suppose in the beginning of the day or in the daytime, wherever it was, so it had power, but not to Shnei Kuchavim Mikima, and he took out two stars from Kima, it has many stars, but it took two, it was like taking out the plug. Yeah, and the heavy marble oilam, and water came from those two, the holes where the stars were, and he brought a marble oilam. Okay, that's Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Elazar, he says, Oso Yom Yud Zayin B'Mor Cheshvan. No, the world was created in Tishrei, and therefore the second month is Mor Cheshvan Haya, Yom Shu Mazel Kima Oila. So Mazel Kima is Oila over here. Because why? Because it works out that basically, it comes out right before Shkia, basically. It comes up, Kima comes up in the daytime, because that's just the way it works out. I think it's the, in Cheshvan normally Akrav comes, and then there's the whole Seder after the Akrav, you got but the sixth one after Akrav is going to be Tzleh. So therefore, Tzleh is going to come out right before Shkia, so that has somewhat power, because it's coming up in the, it's coming up. And Bayom, a Mayanos Mizgabim, and also there's a lot of the Mayanos, it's rainy season, so the world's very wet. As soon as there's Kima there, it's wet, and also the Mayanos, as soon as the natural springs are there, it's wet. And we talk Shashinu Ma'asayim, as soon as the people change their deeds, they did Averas, Shina Kodesh Baruch Malayim Ma'asayim Bereshit, so the Hashem changed the natural function, the natural way of the world at that time of year. So this is a bit strange, because he said he brought Kim up with Yom, but we said already he brought Kim up, it was coming up in the Yom. And he took two of the stars from Kima to bring the flood. And he brought a Mabul La'olam. So that's the Bryce. Now we ask a couple of questions on this, yeah? On Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is a bit harder to understand. Bishlama the Rabbi Yeshua. Good according to Rabbi Yeshua. It says in the Pasuk, Sheni, it says the Sheni is the second month, and we know we count the months from Nisan, right? So therefore, Iyar is Sheni. So according to Rebbe Elazar, even though I suppose we hold that you could say Sheni to the creation of the world, for some reason we don't know, we don't have that counting. So Sheni seems a problem. Rebbe Elazar, my Sheni, what's this Sheni? So as the Gemara, Sheni Lidin is the second month to the month of judgment, which is Tishrei. Okay, next question. Bishlam the Rabbi Yeshua, it's okay according to Rabbi Yeshua, Hainu Deshina. That Hashem changed the world. Basically, it was the dry season, and Hashem made it with the wet season by two things. He made the Mazel Kima come up in the daytime, and he also, even despite the fact that the natural springs were weak, nevertheless, he brought Mabul Oilam. Yeah, Elo the Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar, Maishina. Well, how did it change nature? It was already a wet time of year. Like the Mazel Kima comes up, so that's got power over the wet, and also there's a lot of water in the natural springs at that time of year. So answers the Gemara. Could Rav Chista, he always liked Rav Chista, the Amar Rav Chista, but Roishin Kilkalu. The people on earth, they weren't Jews then. The people on earth, they were all hot and sinning with Arias. So therefore, the retribution, the punishment was Baroyskin and Nidoinu. They were judged in hot, boiling water, which we're going to prove now. Baroyskin Kilkulu. So what does it mean Baroyskin Kilkulu? It's Ba'aveira. People get hot when they're doing that kind of stuff. Baroyskin Nidoinu and Baroyskin Nidoinu. How do we know that? That it was boiling water? Ksiv Hacha. It says over here with the marble. It says Yishoichu Amayim. And the Mayim got cooled down. And how do we know Ksiv Hacha? How do we know that Yishoichu is cooling? So we see over there that it means cooling down. So Hashem changed the water, that even though the water is normally very cold, yeah, especially at that time of year, he heated it up and they got boiled to death like lobsters. Okay, we'll stop there.